Before we get started, I just wanted to add a little note in here about one of our favorite products, the Cryptid Crate. If you love cryptids and cryptozoology, this is the crate for you. And it is now available to Australia, Canada, and the UK, so it's no longer exclusive to the United States. So go to CryptidCrate.com and order yours before the 15th, so you make sure you get it at the beginning of the month. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram, and use the hashtag CryptidCrate. And now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
This podcast is part of the Dark Myths Collective. Visit darkmyths.org to discover more shows like this one. The darkness awaits.
You are listening to the Secret Transmission Podcast, discussing conspiracies, paranormal, and the strange.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and conspiracies, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field, except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Close Encounters, the Hynek Scale. I am your host, Toby, and alongside me is my only co-host.
Yes, Kristen is medically unable to continue with us tonight.
And Tyler is nowhere in sight. It's a two-man crew.
Yeah, this should be entertaining,
right?
If nothing else.
Right? So we're basically
more than likely going to go off on some tangents.
That's what I was about to say. I don't know how we're going to stay on topic. We're going to talk about UFOs and junk.
Especially with our close encounters.
Yes, yes.
Definitely go off topic quite a bit.
So we are talking close encounters.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had any kind of close encounter? Or should we get into what close encounters are? Because that's really what this episode's going to be about, is like what the different types of close encounters are.
Per the definitions, no. But I have seen some very, very strange things in the skies.
Right.
Twice that I can think of where I sat back and I was like, what the hell was that?
Right.
Other than that, no, I can't, I don't fit the bill of the actual close encounters. I'd like to, it'd be kind of cool.
Right. Yeah.
To see something, but.
Kristen and I saw something weird, and I think we've talked about it several times on the show. Mm-hmm. We saw, I think it was four lights, mm-hmm. and they were making like a quarter of a...
Like a crescent shape?
Yeah, well, like a quarter of a circle.
Yeah.
But it was... If it would have... I don't know. They could have filled out a full circle, but it was a quarter of a circle.
Uh-huh.
And they were all four just sitting stationary. And, like, it was long enough for... We were driving down the road, and I was like, Kristen, take some pictures! Take some pictures!
Right.
And we had enough time for Kristen to get her phone out, take pictures, and we're driving down the road, and she took a bunch of pictures. And then all of a sudden, they all four just... very quickly moved in different directions.
Ooh, that's cool.
And I've taken pictures and I've posted it on Instagram and stuff of our... And I'm not saying that it was alien or anything, but it was just unexplained.
Right.
A UFO does not mean alien, first off.
It's just an object that's flying and you don't know what it is.
It's an unidentified flying object.
Right.
And I think that's... If you try to talk to a normie about UFOs. Ugh,
God, I hate talking to normies.
But you know what I mean? Like, if you say UFO, like, the first thing people are like,
oh, aliens.
Aliens. No.
You saw aliens?
That's not what I said. But these close encounters that we're going to be talking about more or less have alien
connotations?
Yes. And that's why I think they have, they call this the Hynek Scale.
Right.
If we say Hynek Scale, Close Encounters, we're talking about the same thing.
Right.
The official name is Hynek Scale.
And there's five official, right?
I don't remember.
Or is there four?
There's five or six that are official.
Okay.
And then
there's a bunch that are unofficial.
There's a couple. I got a couple of those too.
And they're very peculiar.
So where this Hynek Scale comes from, Dr. Joseph Allen Hynek was a United States astronomer, professor, and UFOlogist.
Mm-hmm.
Hynek was a scientific advisor to the UFO studies undertaken by the U.S. Air Force under three consecutive names: Project Sign from 1947 to 1949,
uh-huh.
Project Grudge
uh-huh.
from 1949 to 1952, Project Blue Book
yep.
from 1952 to 1969.
Yep.
He conducted his own independent UFO research, developing the Close Encounters classification system. We will get to Blue Book one day.
We need to. You know, back when I was a kid researching Blue Book, I thought, wow, this is so cool. You know, the government actually took an interest in UFOs. And then later on, now that I'm a little older and a lot more cynical, I'm like, it's a scam. It's yeah. a sham. They just created it to shut people up.
Yep.
You know, so, and that's just my personal opinion on it. Whether, you know, we could probably do an episode on it and look into that and Majestic 12 and all that stuff mm-hmm. too. So. Which would be kind of cool.
Yeah. So we will get to that eventually. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I just feel like everyone covers UFOs as a conspiracy anyway. So
yeah,
you know, I'm not really. I mean, I'd love to talk about stuff like that because the history of the cover up themselves is kind of cool.
Right. Right.
You know, and the people involved and everything. So. But anyway, back to the Close Encounters.
Yes. So due to the fact that a lot of UFO sightings are different, mm-hmm. but share some of the same qualities, such as like the shapes of the crafts, the maneuvers, the sounds, the lights, the colors, there are several basic categories that sightings can be classified in.
Mm-hmm.
So
number one.
Well, see, I've got written A.
Oh, okay. So would this be Close Encounter of the First Kind?
Well, this isn't the Close Encounters yet. This is Distant Encounters, or DE1 through DE3.
Oh, see, I didn't know about these DEs. Gotcha.
So DE1 is nocturnal lights. These are sightings of well-defined lights in the sky whose appearance and or motion are not explainable in terms of conventional light sources. The lights appear most often as red, blue, orange, or white. They form the largest group of UFO reports. So okay. This is your most common
right.
lights. DE2 is daytime disc. Daytime sightings are generally of oval or disc-shaped metallic-appearing objects. They can appear high in the sky or close to the ground, and they are often reported to hover. They can seem to disappear with astounding speed.
Mm-hmm.
So DE3 is radar visual cases. Of specific significance are unidentified blips on radar screens that coincide with and confirm simultaneously visual sightings by the same or other witnesses. These cases are infrequent. So radars and right. Is that saying that also seeing it with your eye, like radar,
like usually somebody on the radar is going, hey pilot of such and such, do you see a craft off your, you know, right hand side around 3 o'clock? And they're like, oh yeah, we see something over there. Okay. We don't know what it is, you know. And then you know, most pilots though won't report actual unidentified flying objects because a lot of them have their careers ruined,
right? Like
after seeing things and then saying something about it,
right?
So anytime, you know, like in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, there's actually a scene in there where the radio control guys are like, do you want to report a UFO? Real long pause, and the guy goes, no, I don't want to report anything. And then flight such and such, do you want to report a UFO? And he's like, no, I'm not gonna report anything either.
I it's been so long since I've seen that movie, I don't mm-hmm. remember any scenes except the
well, I've watched it twice in like the last 2 weeks because it's been on the movie channels.
Right.
Now. So you know, those scenes are fresh in my head. But yeah, that's very typical of what pilots do because they don't want their careers ruined. They've seen other pilots just absolutely, you know,
right.
get wrecked, I guess you could say.
So B mm-hmm. on this, because that was that whole little section was A. This yeah. is B. The relatively close sightings. So this is within 200 yards or close encounters.
Right.
So this is the Close Encounters that we all know and love.
Yay.
So Close Encounters of the First Kind, CE1. Though the witness observes a UFO nearby, there appears to be no interaction with either the witness or the environment. Example, this would be the everyday lights in the sky.
Yeah, I'm sitting there walking down the street and I look over and 150 yards away is something in the sky and it just kind of takes off.
Kind of similar to mine and Kristen's story. Right. If like we saw four lights, they were gone.
Right. Yours would be more of a DE instead of a, because a CE has to be within a certain range.
Oh yeah. Because it was a lot farther. Yeah. Right. I won't say that it was real close. It was far.
And it's hard to judge scale.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
So these people that say, oh, man, it was the size of a football field. How do you know? Do you have something to compare it to?
Right. You're in an open sky where there's right. nothing to be like, okay, that's about this size.
All right. I was holding my thumb up right next to the craft. Yeah. So, you know, it was four thumbs long.
So there's close encounters of the second kind.
Mm-hmm. Which?
CE2.
Hold on. Let me see. Let me get the basis. It's... something physical is left behind.
Okay.
Right?
These encounters include details of interaction between the UFO and the environment, which may vary from interference with car ignition systems and electrical gear to imprints or burns on the ground and physical effects on plants, animals, and humans.
Right.
Examples, maybe it affects the starter on your car or your radio or your phone shuts off or
crop circles.
So,
and there have been a few cases of imprints being left behind, scorch marks where somebody
like where
would see
it landed?
Some. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, not to jump way too ahead, but like the Travis Walton case.
Yeah,
I think they found burn marks on the ground,
right,
or something
where he
similar.
Was abducted.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm terrible. I've had the book for a long time, and I got like a quarter of the way through it. And I just haven't picked it back up. It's not that it was terrible or anything. I got two kids.
Yeah.
I got to research for a podcast.
Exactly.
I got to work. I got to eat. I got to shower every once in a while.
Very limited on the showers.
Sorry about the smell in here.
I'm blaming it on the cats. I'm not worried about it.
So that was Close Encounter 2 is crop circles and stuff.
Something physical left behind by the craft.
Well, or causing physical damage.
Right.
Like, again, the radio's not working, your car not starting, whatever. So something physical has to have happened.
There was a case of a police officer encountering a UFO, and he did have, not burn marks, but almost like a suntan.
Ooh, okay, so that would probably fall
on part of him.
Right.
So
that'd be considered in, too, I would believe.
Right. I can't remember the case specifically or where it was or who was involved, but I do remember a story about, like, in the 70s or 80s where an officer came across lights and he went to look at it and, like, half of him was sunburned a little bit. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, Close Encounter 3?
I think it's abduction, isn't it?
Close Encounter of the Third Kind, CE3. In this category, occupants of a UFO, entities that are human-like, humanoid, or not human-like in appearance, have been reported. There are usually no direct contact or communication with the witness. However, in recent years, reports of incidents involving very close contact, even detriment of witness, have increased. So, examples, physical traces, dehydrated vegetation, broken tree limbs, crop circles, soils, samples show chemical changes.
Right.
Medical issues such as burns, eye inflammation.
But the
eye inflammations,
inflammation,
can't say it. Temporary blindness, healing previous conditions, shows up on radars, pictures.
So really, the difference between a 2 and a 3 is you actually see a being in addition to all this other stuff. You saw something with it, like a creature.
Right. Okay. So that.
Or because 2, you're sounding like you're describing 2 again, but now you're saying that you've seen something like a creature to go with it.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
in addition to all the other traditional markings of...
Right. So it's kind of got a little of everything.
Right.
Of all the other tiers.
Right. It's got a little bit of everything, only you saw a creature to go with it this time.
Right. Let me see.
So it wasn't abduction. Abduction should be the next one, then.
Okay, so on the pictures, I have... On my notes, I wrote, hoaxes can be exposed very easily, but even those photos that pass the test of instrumented analysis and or computer enhancement often show nothing more than an object of unknown nature, usually some distance from the camera and very often out of focus. For proper analysis of a photo, the negative must be available and the photographer, witness, and circumstances must be known. In a few exceptional cases, photos do exist and have been thoroughly examined and appear to show a structured craft. Since the creation of these classifications, there have been 3 new additions in regards to close encounters.
Ooh.
Close encounter of the fourth kind.
Uh-huh.
So, hold on. Third kind is seeing a being...
But you didn't come into contact with it.
Not communicating with it.
Right.
So, the movie's wrong?
No, not necessarily.
Didn't they contact it?
Yeah, the movies, if you go by the current classification system, yeah. Because the third encounter was they actually did see him, but nobody was abducted.
I wonder if that movie came out.
That's not true. There was a little kid that got abducted.
Is it called Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Good movie.
I wonder if they like adjusted this scale because
that was
after the movie.
That was 80s, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know because it said this was an addition to that.
Uh-huh.
So Close Encounters of the Fourth Kind, CE4, involves the person being unwillingly taken and experimented on inside the alien craft.
Uh-huh.
Abduction, probing,
right,
or any of the other tests they do on humans. So this is the Travis Walton Fire in the Sky story.
Right. This is you could also put that doctor in that specializes in removing alien implants.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. We need to just have an alien episode and just talk about all things alien.
Because I can't remember the dude's name off the top of my head, but apparently he's gotten tons of these odd little metal fragments that he's pulled out of people that they have no idea how they got there.
So Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, CE5, is when there is a direct communication between aliens and humans.
Uh-huh.
This is the rarest one of them all, and very few people have experienced it. So it could be through a radio, telepathy, messages from any means, really. Maybe through a coded messages on a computer.
See,
any way, if the aliens want to send smoke signals, if it's communication.
I've told you guys before, I don't know if I've said it on mic or off, all I want is for them to come down, I just want a handshake, and then move on. Just for me, I could care less if I told the story to anyone.
Right.
I don't need any pictures, I don't need any evidence, I just want them to come down, say, hey, how you doing?
Just
to know that
there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Just come down, say hi, I'm not going to hurt you, I'll shake your hand, and then you can go on your merry way. That's it.
Unless a handshake is like, this is the beginning of war.
Right. Oh, hey, yeah, that's a good point.
And then you just created war for the entire
world.
Or
I've signed some agreement that I didn't sign, you know, kind of like, you know, hitting the accept the terms.
Yeah. You didn't read the terms.
I didn't read the fine print. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I still want a handshake. I think it'd be kind of neat to meet one. Just
feel
just for
their
giggles.
Hand if it's all slimy or warm or cold.
Well, realistically, they'd be in a suit for their own protection.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know.
This is off topic, but I always like that thought of like aliens would wear suits because of the different bacteria and stuff that we have here.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They might not be able to survive in our environment.
And I'd be a little weirded out if they weren't wearing a suit. I'd be like, you've been here before, haven't you? You've had your Earth vaccines.
They land and they're like, greetings, Earthlings. Yeah. This is our first time here. And you're like, wait a minute. You're not wearing a helmet. You know perfect English.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Wait a second. Don't try.
Did I leave my space oven on? I hear my space mom calling for me.
I smell smoke. I think the kaleidoscope is on fire. I got to go. I know what a kaleidoscope is, you alien bastard. Get over here.
So we're on number 6 now. So Close Encounters of the Sixth Kind.
Okay, and for the record, 5 is the only one that I'm lastly familiar with. These are going to be kind of new to me.
Okay, good. Good. Maybe good. I don't know.
Okay.
Hopefully you can help me explain them when I read them.
Okay.
So this is CE6 is when contact between aliens and humans result in permanent injury, and in rare cases, even death. I'm wondering if this is like a battle, like...
Right, like some kind of encounter.
Well, maybe like what we were just talking about, like we talk to the aliens and it cause a conflict.
Right,
and if that's the case, there's a case called of a man named Phil Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
We need to look into.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone that listens to us is a fan of the Unbelievable podcast, they know who Phil Schneider is.
Okay,
it's a running joke. The man had his wiener split in half by an alien.
What?
We'll get to Phil Schneider eventually.
What?
So, if anyone wants to hear us try to explain Phil Schneider...
What, is this for real?
This is supposedly... He Crispy Crittered his foot.
Yeah.
They shot him in the foot.
Aliens did?
It's been so long since I've heard it. And again, it was on Unbelievable Podcast where I heard all this, so... and they shot him in the hand, and he lost a few fingers. Dulce, New Mexico base?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he died very, very, very mysteriously. Like, something crazy. Like, he hung himself, but he was in a wheelchair. I don't remember. It's one of those cases that we right. will look into.
I've heard of the Dulce, New Mexico shooting. A shootout. There was apparently a conflict yeah. between troops and, or there was another one involved in the what's this, Antarctic? Is that the southern?
I think so.
The southern ice caps. Supposedly, we've had a couple of incursions down there.
Really?
With Navy fleets and UFO fleets.
That's kind of what I would expect.
So those would be the sixes, though.
That's what I think. Right. Is that there's an injury right. of some sort.
But for them to have to categorize a six, which tells me that it's got to have roots somewhere.
Well, okay, what about this? What, because it says it's contact between aliens and humans resulting uh-huh. in permanent injury. So what if it's someone, an alien telepathically talking to you, but you can't comprehend it all, and it hurts your brain. It fucks you up. It maybe?
Possibly, but they're making it sound like it's more of a physical thing.
Well, I brought that up about the fight, because that's the only like physical thing. But then
so any damage incurred through communications?
Yeah, maybe that's what that means.
Well, it could be, yeah. The human mind, I don't know if a lot of people could handle being hearing voices in their head.
Right.
You know? I'm used to it, so
now as I say that, we have talked to someone that claims that they spoke with aliens. Remember at?
Oh my gosh!
We won't say who or where that was at.
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
someone did tell me that,
and I just kind of walked away.
Yeah, dickhead over here left me to fend for myself.
Every time we go somewhere together, you wind up getting a weirdo, like a legit, genuine.
It doesn't matter if it's supposed to be a weird surrounding uh-huh. or if it's going to see Kevin Smith.
Right.
I get weirdos that just right. attract to me.
And every time I'm like, oh, my phone's going off. Hold on. And I pick up my phone, I put it in my ear, and I was like, hey, Mom.
Usually he'll man Kristen just leave me, and I'm like, guys, save me.
They zone in on you.
I know.
I don't know why they zone in on you, but they do.
I'm a magnet of fun.
Yeah, you are. And then you always come back and you're like, oh my God, I got to tell you this.
That's the reason I stick with it most right. of the time, is because I'm like, this will be a story
yeah.
at least.
Like, I got to tell you this, guys. But yeah. Oh my gosh. Every time I hang out with you.
Every single time.
You get some oddball. And I can't really judge someone because I like conspiracies and weird shit. So a lot of people probably look at me like, oh,
yeah, they look at us
weirdo.
Like we're oddballs.
But you get like genuinely, I'm almost concerned for your safety kind of weirdos.
Especially the guy at the Kevin Smith thing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll have to get into that on an After Dark one day, because right. that guy had me like, ooh, someone needs to call the cops on this fella.
Yeah. Yep.
He's the next Ted Bundy or Ed Gein or something. Anyways,
yes.
Close Encounters.
Toby's had a couple, I think.
Yeah.
We just don't really realize it yet.
So, Close Encounters of the Seventh Kind, CE7.
Are these official?
I believe these first seven are.
Okay.
This is the last one that's official.
Okay, because I was only familiar up until four.
The four, and then five. They got, I think they officially got extended,
uh-huh.
and then anything after seven is, but we'll get to that. So seven is the Black Vault Encyclopedia Project.
Okay.
Proposes this is mating between a human being and an extraterrestrial that produces a human-alien hybridization, usually called a star child. This concept, similar to ideas promoted by the ancient astronauts theorists, mm-hmm. Like Eric von Daniken.
Eric von Daniken. I've brought him up before.
Zetra Sitchin and Robert K.G. Temple.
I think the Sitchin guy is the one with the hair. You know, in the memes?
Yeah.
Aliens. And he's got the big hair. I think that's him.
See, I can't ever remember his name. And I listen to so many podcasts that right. that make fun of him.
And then there's the one guy that was going to be at Aurora. He's part of the Ancient Aliens.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember his name. And then Richard Dolan, he's a big into it too. A bunch of other names I can't think of off the top of my head. But yeah, I watch a lot of Ancient Aliens. It's a fun show.
So
History Channel.
I guess they've
new episodes kinda, every Friday.
They don't promote them.
Sorry.
So I guess they've pretty much, you know, have said that that's what this number seven is, mm-hmm. is, you know,
sex between alien
and creating
and humans that creates a
interbred
child.
Humanoid thing.
How rare has that got to be though to actually happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't hear very many immaculate conceptions going on.
So, I have this in my notes. Tell me what you think of this.
Okay.
This concept of CE7 is at odds with Hynek's original concepts, however. Hynek's CE3 specifically avoided describing a UFO occupants as aliens or extraterrestrials.
Right.
Contending that there was not enough evidence to determine if beings associated with UFOs had an objective physical reality, let alone to confirm their origin or motives.
Right. Okay.
So his original scale had nothing to do with aliens.
Right.
So one through, three has nothing to do with aliens.
It's just an unknown.
So I think one through three is probably the official.
Right. And see, that's what I'm thinking.
And then anything,
I don't know. Anything after that's more...
added?
Yeah,
kind of. Added for the alien community?
Well, over aliens, the years.
Yeah.
Because stories are getting a lot more elaborate, you know.
Right.
Like we had the conversation we had with the other guy. What's his name?
The Zang This podcast?
Yeah, Zang This.
Zanger from Zang This.
Where he's like, oh, there's like, you know, number eight where the alien had molested your dog. You know, I mean, they're getting absurd to that point.
Well, since you've brought it up.
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about the extra ones that have been added.
Cool. I'm curious to know.
So we will be back.
These are unofficial.
Hey everybody, this is Lubes.
What?
Who? What?
Gotta get caught up in the moment, you know
God,
what I mean?
Jesus Christ. Sorry,
I'm sorry, man.
Take two.
Hey everybody, this is Goose.
And I'm Ripkin.
And I'm Jenny Bean.
And you can follow us on Twitter at the Rassle.
Whoa.
No more.
Shit, son of a bitch.
You pulled a Goose there.
God damn. Yeah. All right, sorry, man. Take three.
Hey everybody, this is Goose.
And I'm Ripkin.
And I'm Jelly Bean. Oh, man.
God, son of a bitch. Now I want jelly beans.
Now I want jelly beans, too, besides the disgusting kind.
We got this.
I'm just going to eat some of these jelly beans.
No.
Nom-noms.
Fuck, those are good. Okay, take five, guys.
Hey, everybody, this is Goose.
And I'm Ripkin.
And I'm Jenny Bean.
And we are the Derailers.
And you can find us on Twitter, at the Derailers. Or you can find us on iTunes, Buzzsprout, and YouTube.
Make sure to leave a comment, subscribe, give a thumbs up, smash the bell, do whatever you gotta do to keep this train on a track, because you know we won't, folks.
We also happen to be on Instagram.
Oh yeah, that's right, we're on Instagram at RassleNerds. You can follow me at Little Sock Puppets. You can follow Ripkin at
RipkinWN. But more importantly, listen on iTunes, Buzzsprout, and YouTube. Derailers!
Prepare to confiscate the human's possessions. Possession secured. Prepare the probe.
Whoa. Wait a hot second. No need for a probe, man. Why are you doing this anyway?
To learn from your kind. And to obtain your container of treasures.
Container of treasures? Oh, you mean my cryptid crate?
Yes, the cryptid crate you possess. We desire it. We have discovered it to be populated with many objects we find most incredible.
Correct. The objects in this container cannot be produced on our home planet.
Well, you don't have to abduct people to get your own cryptid crate.
Elaborate.
Just go to cryptidcrate.com and sign up. On the first of each month, a new box filled with amazing cryptozoology-themed items will come to your mailbox, or spaceship.
Allow us to show appreciation to you, human, for this invaluable information.
Yeah, sure thing. Does this mean you're going to take me back to Earth?
Not exactly.
Yeah! Hey there, fellow podcast fans. Do you love comic books and especially Swamp Thing? Get out of the bayou. So do we. Come check out the Parlapod Show, the world's only podcast dedicated to the muck-encrusted mockery of a man himself, Swamp Thing. This is some serious arcane audio. We also have a sister show, Splurch, where we dive into the world of comics and all the crazy aspects of life. Give us a listen at Parlapod.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, our YouTube channel. Visit our site, Parlapod.com, and consider supporting our Patreon for some really cool rewards and exclusive content. Check us out on PodcastRadioNetwork.net every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join the conversation on Twitter by following at Parlapod. We'll see you in the swamps.
In the swamps.
In the swamps.
In the swamps.
Do you like video games?
Do you like comics?
Do you like movies?
I'm Ellie.
I'm Zinger, and we're the host of
Zing This Podcast.
We discuss nerdy topics every week on our podcast. What are some of the best ways to find our podcast, Ellie?
You can search us on SoundCloud,
iTunes,
Google Play,
and Stitcher.
And don't forget, that's Z-E-N-G.
This. We hope to see you guys there. Every week, we have new nerdy topics.
Yay!
If I had a microphone,
it would.
And we're back. We did a bit a couple of episodes ago where y'all were making fun of me for saying, "And we're back."
Did I?
Yeah, it was kind of a dumb bit, but
I never would do something like that to you, Toby. Come on.
So now we're gonna talk about the extra close encounters,
the unofficial.
Yeah, but now I'm really curious on if 4 through 7 or what's official and what's not official.
Right. Based on what you said about the guy's original 3, that's just under the assumption that what you're looking at is unidentified.
Right.
The 4 through 7 is like, you're for sure it's not human.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Extraterrestrial.
That's right. Or extra-dimensional. It's another one they like to throw out.
So, Close Encounters of the Eighth Kind.
Okay.
So this is human beings under mental control of aliens. And one of the examples I kept seeing pop up for this is the black oil from X-Files. Or basically a symbiote, like Venom from Spider-Man.
Right. Okay.
Controlling the host.
Okay. Do we have actual cases of this?
No, that's why this has been added. Because, right. Well, I mean, do we have actual cases?
Right, that's what I'm wondering. Did whenever they list this, do they go, oh, here, back in 1982, this man murdered 4 people and claimed that an alien was possessing his brain and made him do it?
I wonder if there's any cases like that. There has to be, right?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, is this just... How do you prove something like that? If you're under the control of an alien, hell, I could go out and kill a bunch of people and say I was possessed by an alien, or I was
possessed by a demon.
Right, I was controlled by an alien.
It's about the same, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So how do you prove number 8 for sure?
And that's why these are just added on.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where they were added on from. Like, I don't remember where I found this at. This is, I'll be honest with our listeners, this is all research that I did like 6 or 7 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And we put it on the back burner for so long. And this was before I was actually writing down all my sources, so right. I couldn't go back when I was reading my notes to be like, wait, where did this come from? So,
gotcha.
This is gotcha. Little to no research, even though I researched it.
This is research, but you won't be able to put sources down like
right.
you have been.
Yeah,
doing
not on this one, so right. I apologize, because this was before I got infuriated
right.
and started writing my sources down because someone claimed that we only use Wikipedia, which is not true.
These I'm probably going to tear apart because, like I said, I was only familiar with the first 4.
Right.
Maybe even the 5th. The 5th I'd kind of heard about where, you know, they're communicating, but even those cases are kind of hard to prove because either you're seriously going to believe the person telling you this story or you're going to think they're nuts.
Right,
which is why, like I said, if I have my 5th encounter, I'm not going to tell anyone. That's going to be just for me. I could care less if I told anyone else about it,
you know. Never mind, I won't go down that road.
Why not? We're here.
Well, you had just said something. I forgot exactly what you had said, but like Yeah, see, I forgot where I was even going to go with it. Well, so never mind. I'll save it for a different story. Close Encounters of the Ninth Kind.
Okay.
Let's talk about this. This deals with cases of conversion. A human being partially or completely transform into an alien. So, District Number 9?
Mm-hmm.
The movie?
Yeah, District 9.
What did I just say?
It was the same thing. There's just no number. District 9.
Oh. What'd I say?
District Number 9.
Oh. Okay, gotcha. Anyways, yeah, kind of like that. Isn't that what happened? Spoiler alert?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, transforming would be...
I find it kind of odd, though, that so far the last two, the only references you've been able to list for movies. Events are movies.
Movies or TV shows.
Yeah, movies or TV shows, yeah. So I'm beginning to think that these are seriously unofficial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no way these are official at
no.
all. These are not canon.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a big thing. They're not canon. I want to see these actually happening, though.
Yeah. I want to see someone change to an alien for sure.
But I swear to God, if someone rips into a reptilian in front of me, I'm probably going to shit myself and cry and then pass out.
Right. So,
yeah, I'm not looking forward to that day happening for sure.
But those are the 9 unofficial and official sightings.
I'm going to go with realistically 4. The first 4. You have enough cases of people saying they've been abducted.
Right.
As far as 5 and beyond go, not so much.
Well, there's the crop circle one, and then there's actual abduction.
Right. Because C4...
Do you believe in abductions? Like, do you believe in abduction stories?
I believe that the people who are telling the stories believe something happened. But as far as actual...
I mean, the
few big cases, they've taken polygraphs.
Mm-hmm.
And they really believe
that whatever's
happened to them. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I believe abduction cases are real in the sense that I believe something happened to them.
Uh-huh.
Do I believe that they got beamed up on a spaceship and were, you know, floating around in space? I don't know.
Here's one for you. What if the people that are abducting or the aliens that are abducting are actually human? And they're just creating this mythos for some reason.
Right, yeah.
In order to experiment on humans.
Okay, and that's what I was about to say is, like, what if it's a... And I'm not using any abduction story in particular, but let's just say it's a PTSD kind of thing. What if they've been drugged a little bit, too,
mm-hmm.
for some kind of experiment that they're trying to run? I mean, there's a lot of, like, what ifs. And I know it gets crazier and crazier as you go on with what ifs, but it's just as likely as being abducted by aliens.
That's a popular newer theory, though, is that it's not actually aliens. It's our own government or the world government.
The New World Order. Oh, the New World Order. Alex Jones here.
So, yeah, but it's actually us abducting us. And in order to hide the fact that they're doing illegal things, they're... Like, you know, like
drugging you or
the last episode where the guys were wearing gorilla masks
mm-hmm.
while flying these new jets.
Our conversation with Zanger mm-hmm. in the After Dark.
That actually happened. So what's to say if they're continuing on with these illegal experiments?
Right.
They're just not putting on these quote alien outfits and just making people think that they're being abducted when they're not. They're just performing illegal operations or surgeries or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I can see that being the case rather than abductions. But at the same time, I mean, well, why not abductions?
Right. So, right. I'm not dismissing it completely, but...
We need to talk about specific abduction cases or mm-hmm. just do an abduction episode and maybe talk about one or two cases.
Like the Warrens and what's his name?
Travis
Walton, yeah. Some of the bigger ones.
I need to finish that damn book. okay, so I do have one last thing.
Okay.
The top 10 things reported as UFOs.
That aren't actually UFOs?
Right.
Okay, let's hear this.
These are the most reported types of IFOs, identified flying objects,
okay.
that do not So this is what people confuse a lot of the time.
Right. I'll see if I've seen a couple of these or not, because I know I have.
I'm not sure what this first one is.
Okay.
So maybe, but they just wrote fire balloon. I didn't know if that was supposed to be some type of hot air balloon.
A fire balloon?
Yeah, but a manned hot air balloon is on this list too.
Right.
So I wouldn't.
Right. I've actually seen a blimp too. Those are kind of really cool to see.
Right. Advertising planes,
mm-hmm.
a star or a planet.
Yes.
Airplane lights at night, mm-hmm. parachute flares, sun halitation, halation, halation.
Oh, hold on real quick. Fire balloons, kind of like Chinese lanterns.
Okay.
That would be a fire balloon. Very distinct, but at the same time, yeah, I could kind of see.
If they're far enough away, you can't.
And if they're oddly shaped.
Well, even if they're close, you know, it might kind of mess with you. Like, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, that's a huge lot.
Right.
When it's really...
a fire balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is a sun halation? Halation.
Spell that.
H-A-L-A-T-I-O-N.
Sun halation?
Sun halation from airplane. So maybe like a sun reflection? I don't know what halation means.
I'm getting some odd results for sun halation.
I copied and pasted this from... this is probably the only thing I have a source for.
Okay, I type in sun halation, and snow halation from Pokemon comes up.
So maybe that website misspelled something.
Right.
A meteor or re-entry.
Mm-hmm.
A kite. And a turbine kite. Which I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what that is.
Maybe like a drone?
Yeah. It has little...
the turbines.
Which nowadays, you really have to be careful what you're videoing, because they could be drones.
Right.
They could be little drones, and somebody puts a lot of stupid little lights on them or something.
And you have to be careful that the drone is recording you looking like an asshole, being like, oh my god, an alien!
Oh my god, it's a UFO!
But, I mean, that's really all I've got for... mm-hmm. close encounters and all that fun stuff.
Okay.
Do we want to take care of a little business?
What business?
Well, we've had someone calling and leaving us voicemails for the last couple of weeks.
Heck yeah.
I listened to one or two, and it's not that I ignored them. I was just saving them for an After Dark. But since we have a little bit of time left on this episode, let's listen to them.
Let's check them out. Let's see what's going on here, since we have a few minutes.
Hey, just gotta let you know that Kristen, the lady on the show, yeah, she just sounds like a silly woman. Just really extremely annoying. Alrighty, yeah, have a good one. Thank you.
Oh, I don't want to laugh at that, but that's kind of...
so she's a silly woman and she's annoying.
Kind of annoying.
So,
and she's not even here to defend herself.
No,
so.
And I know she wanted to. And I've been holding that one's. I mean, it's like a 2 month old voicemail, and I've been hanging on to. Honestly, I forgot we had a voicemail. If you want me to be 100% honest with you,
mm-hmm.
and I had an email pop up one day, and I was like, "Huh, someone left a voicemail." Then it was that, and she was like, "Who is that?" So reveal yourself.
Every time, okay, I want to let you know, every time somebody messes with you guys or criticizes you guys, you think it's me. And I'm getting pretty damn tired of it, okay? I don't have that many damn personas, all right?
I mean, if you could make that voice, I bet.
I probably could if I wanted
say
to.
Say she's a silly lady.
Kristen is a silly lady.
I'm going to analyze that later.
That's fine. You can do it side by side. You can run it through a spectrogram. And infrared or whatever it is you do over there.
Do you want to hear this? The second, I thought we had more than this, but there's one other voicemail.
Sure, let's hear the other one. I'm kind of curious.
Man, what happened to your advertising this number on y'all's podcast? Y'all must be getting trashed. But Brod's still annoying as hell. Y'all keep up the work. Alrighty. When y'all gonna play some of these feedback call-ins? Alrighty.
So I think that's the same guy.
I'm pretty sure that's the same guy. Yeah.
He was talking about Kristen being abroad.
Right. And then he's like, oh, y'all must be getting trash. He ain't posting the number anymore. Well, no, it's because I think out of what the past 6 months, those are the only two calls that we've gotten.
And it's just,
so it's like, what was the point of even advertising the number anymore since no one was going to call it?
But
oh,
if you do want to call it, that number is 304-602-7444. Leave us a voicemail and tell us how Kristen is crazy. Or
give her some love.
She needs some love.
Out loud, give her some love.
When I showed her the voicemail, she was like, "Well, I'm quitting the podcast." And I was like, "No, don't let that
get to you."
So, anyways, if you want to trash us, I guess call that voicemail. It's there.
Really, you're gonna put that out there? You're gonna do that?
Be nice to us. Leave us nice reviews too.
You know what? I don't care either way because normally I don't hear them, and when I do hear them, it's whatever.
Yeah, I think in the past you've had a couple that were like kissing your ass and like, "Oh, Rudy's the greatest."
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't do anything special. I don't think I do anyway.
You make fun of me.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's your role, huh?
Just to make fun of you?
Yep.
I don't think that's my role, but I'll take it.
Well,
yeah, so don't make fun of Toby. That's my job.
Yeah. But hey, if you have any UFO sightings or anything.
Just anything. Yeah, anything obscure. I'm down for any weird stories.
Yeah, call that number or email us and tell us your stories.
You know what we should do? We should get a P.O. box, too.
Oh, that would be cool.
That way they could send us classified documents and we can read them on air.
Yeah. Or yeah. I feel like we just get a bunch of dick pics in the mail.
I'm surprised you haven't more often on your social media, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Don't start that.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming.
Well,
no pun intended, but it's coming.
Hey, since we're still on this UFO episode, didn't you say you had something to talk about when we were off microphone a little while ago?
I really only have two stories that are kind of weird that I really couldn't explain. The one happened years ago when I was a teenager. I was headed, which direction is that? West, and it was winter. It was really cold, and that day there was a particularly strong wind coming from the north. Okay. I mean, hard enough to where it was pushing the car. And my mom was driving. I was sitting in the passenger seat and we were talking. About that time, my mom goes, "What the hell is that?" And way off in the distance, we saw a perfectly round, almost looked like a bubble in the sky. And it was traveling against the wind. And this thing was almost reflecting the light around it. But we're sitting there and we're just watching this thing. And it's like I said, strong northern wind. It's blowing south and this thing's heading north. And it perfectly round, and it had the shape. It looked like a bubble. It looked like someone blew a bubble and there it was floating in the air way off in the distance. And it just kind of vanished off into the horizon. And we're just kind of like, what the hell was that?
So that's really weird.
Right.
Because I don't know if I've told you about this. My dad has a weird sighting of a round object, of some kind of weird round ball is how he described it.
Right.
And my mom has a weird sighting with a ball-like object, but it actually went through her house.
Really?
And they both told me, not knowing about the other one's story, and then my mom told me that, yeah, that ball was even seen by a state trooper here in this town. And I've been trying to convince her, because I don't have Facebook.
Right.
I've been trying to convince her to get a hold of that, which he's retired now. He's an older man.
Right.
So I can try to interview him and see what he remembers. But from what I can tell, my mom's asked him about it, and he doesn't really remember a whole lot about the situation.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I want to investigate it a little bit, but that's really weird. Was this in Texas?
This was, I was right in between the small towns of Munster and Lindsay. I was headed toward Munster.
See, and all these sightings are in this area too from everyone else.
Really? Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's really weird. That's why, like, when you started telling it, I was like, I kind of zoned out and was like,
yeah,
ooh, that's creepy. How many years ago do you think this was?
This had to, let's see, 20 plus years ago. And I remember it clear as day. I'll never forget it.
So my dad just turned 50. 20 years ago, he'd have been 30. I think his sighting was when he was like 22 or so.
So it would have been a few years before mine.
But then my mom's was when she was a young kid. Mm-hmm. Like, it would have been even like a few years before my dad's sighting.
Right.
But that's really weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I may have to dig deeper into this one. Because I've been wanting to for a while anyway, just so we had like the secret transmission exclusive, you know,
the
story.
The unknown bubble.
Yeah, which makes it weird now that there's another piece of this puzzle of it.
Yeah, I remember that.
If it's the same.
Yeah. It was very peculiar, I will say that much for sure.
And you had a second story?
The second one that's really kind of odd for me anyway. My nephews were over last Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Halloween is, you know, red flag number one for a lot of people, but we were actually out.
People are like, dismissed.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my nephews were out, and we're just, because it was clear, beautiful night. It was cool out. So me and my two nephews were out in the middle of our driveway, because I live out in the middle of nowhere, and we're just kind of, you know, shooting the shit. We're talking about stuff. And I was like, damn, man, I can see everything tonight. I was like, oh, look, there's a satellite. And then it's like, that's an airplane. And then my nephew goes, what's that up there? And coming from the southwest, and it was heading northeast, was just a red dot. A little red dot in the sky. Nothing like big and fancy and glowing or anything. It wasn't like extraordinary. It was just a single solid red dot. And it was just perfectly in a straight line. No sounds, no nothing. Because the airplane, you could hear the airplane. You know, you can see the satellites. Satellites travel usually east to west or west to east, depending on, you know, the rotation of the Earth and all that stuff. But this little red dot just comes and it's traveling, and it gets right above us and it disappears.
Ooh.
And so we're like, where'd it go? I don't know. And we're looking around for a few minutes, right? Finally, my nephew goes, oh, there it is. Actually appears out of nowhere. And is now, instead of heading northeast, it's heading more just straight east.
Yeah.
Just in this, it took a slight angle and was heading the other direction. Or west, I'm sorry, it was headed west. So, yeah, that one was very odd. Because it did. I mean, we're up there, we're looking around for it, and it just vanished. It got right above us and just disappeared.
And you could say, like, maybe there was a cloud or something.
But no, not on this night. But then for it to reappear a few minutes later heading in a different direction, that was kind of odd.
Maybe it was two planes?
Could have been. I mean, I don't know.
That's what's great about these cases.
It was a solid red light. Period.
You know, when we had our little sighting of whatever it may have been, I went ahead and turned it into a UFO. Like, I don't even know which one I sent it to.
Right.
But I went ahead and registered the sighting just on the off chance that someone else saw the sighting, saw something similar.
Right.
I could be like, ah, see, look, on this date, this is when I saw it. Mm-hmm. You know, I recommend that anyone that has a weird sighting, some kind of close encounter, report it. What's it hurt?
Like the bubble one, I wish I'd have gotten more info on it, because that one was really kind of cool.
Right.
And I have a witness with me. I had my mom with me. The one with the red dot, I had my two nephews with me.
Right.
You know, we all saw the same thing. But again, I can understand how, oh, it's Halloween. Rah, he's an idiot. No. I mean, this is why I hesitate to tell the story anyway, because it did happen on Halloween night.
Well, see, I went on the UFO Buster Radio and told about our experience. But I really hated even bringing it up to anyone. And I didn't talk about it on our show for a long time, because it was like, we run a conspiracy podcast.
Right.
We talk about UFOs, and I happen to see a UFO.
Right.
It just seemed It seemed dumb. Just it, like you're saying, like, Halloween, I know.
If it wouldn't have disappeared over our heads and then reappeared a few minutes later, right. I probably would have just scoffed it off as a plane or a satellite or something. But the fact that it got right above us and then vanished, actual, just gone, okay? Mm-hmm. Not a cloud in the sky. Like I said, it was perfectly clear that night. And it was just, it's like it went into something we couldn't see.
Hmm.
And then we're looking around for it. We can't find it. We're looking in the direction it should be going, and it's not there. And we were about to give up on it. My one nephew goes, oh, look, there it is. And it's heading a different direction.
Yeah.
Same little red dot way up in the sky, just going aloft like it normally would.
You know, back to our little four semicircle, quarter circle. If the only reason it caught my eye is because we were traveling south. Coming home on this road out here, we were traveling south, and I could see all four of these dots just sitting there, and it was long enough to where I noticed it. I drove a good mile or two, and then I was like, huh, those dots are still freaking there.
Right.
And it wouldn't have been noticed if they wouldn't have been just stuck there. I mean, just like a picture.
Right.
And then when they moved, they all were erratic. How they all, like, took off in different directions. It was... Could have been planes all flying together and then turned real hard. But they moved really fast after... I mean, it was about 2 minutes. It's been so long since the sighting, I might be getting stuff mixed up now. But I feel like it was, like, a good 2 or 3 minutes of those dots just sitting there.
Right.
And then... they dispersed and went in different directions.
It turns out my mom and dad have a really weird one that they even hesitated to tell me about for years, or not years, a couple months, because they thought they didn't know what they were thinking they saw.
Really?
It's so bizarre to hear them tell the story. The short of it is they're outside one night, they're drinking, okay, and they see three orange dots in the sky right at the horizon. And the sun's coming down. Sun's going down behind us. Okay, so you know, sun's going down. Moon's supposed to be coming up. They see three orange dots in the horizon, and they're looking at them, and they're like, "What the hell is that? I don't know. What? They can't figure it out." Well, then the three objects start coming together, and they start like fusing together.
Hmm.
And my dad's even makes a comment that he's like, at one point, I thought they were going to crash, and I thought we were going to see some kind of explosion.
Right.
He goes, she goes, nope, they fused together, and she goes, next thing you know, it's the moon.
Weird.
And I was like, I don't know what you're on, but I would like to try some sometime.
Yeah, right.
And she goes, she's like, I don't know. I don't know
that is
what
weird.
The hell it was.
I was going to make a Megazord joke, but...
Right.
Then you said the moon, and I was like, wait a minute, what?
Right. And the moon that night had kind of a yellowish-orangish hue to it, so...
Are you trying to say that the moon is fake?
I've been saying that for years. And I like that theory. I really do. I actually do enjoy that the moon is artificial. I love this theory. I don't know why. I just think it's really neat.
We got to look into that one a lot deeper.
The artificial moon theory. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's real. To me, it's kind of cool. The evidence, if you look up the right evidence on it, it's really kind of a cool theory.
Right.
Because they make a hell of a compelling case. So
that and the Hollow Earth. I want to do Hollow Earth.
Oh, Hollow Earth would be so much fun.
Yep.
I think so. Yep. The new... what's it called? King Kong movie goes into that.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's how they explain where all these monsters come from, is the Hollow Earth.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, wait, weren't they going to have Godzilla and King Kong duke it out?
Oh, they're going to have a lot of them they've alluded to.
Really?
Yeah.
So, are they saying that they all came from the Hollow Earth?
Yeah, that's what they're explaining.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see that now.
Yep.
Well, you know... I think we've stretched this out enough.
I think so.
So,
but it's been entertaining.
Yeah,
for me anyway. I don't know. You know,
I hope our listeners learned about the different types of close encounters. Anyways,
even the unofficial ones all five
nine.
Of them.
Wait.
I'm still sticking with that the first three, actually. Let's just say that the first three to me are the official ones, and four through nine are technically unofficial.
Well, eight and nine are definitely way unofficial and non-canon.
Right. Because I can't think of anyone having sex with aliens, and then... What was 8 and 9 again? I can't even remember what the hell they were now.
Like, I think one was like a alien taking over your body.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then one was turning
mind
into
control.
An alien.
Yeah. I don't know. Man, there's plenty of odd people out there. I think some of them are aliens to begin with.
I mean, I could see people having sex with aliens.
Oh, they do it in movies all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ooh, have you ever seen Species? No, Splice.
Oh, no, I haven't seen Splice.
It's not aliens, but
it's weird.
It made me sick watching it.
Really?
Like, that's one of the few movies in the last several years that I was just like, don't like this. Makes me feel weird watching it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I could ever watch it again.
Splice.
It made me feel disgusting.
You're gonna have to tell me why.
Yeah, I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay.
But
you don't want to say on air?
No, it's just if anyone's watched it, they know.
They know. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll wrap this up. Say adios, I guess.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed our discussion on Close Encounters. Now, I'd like to take a second and thank everyone that has donated to our Patreon. First off, we got Sharky Xmas. You may know and love him from when he gave me the nickname Dirty Blonde Jesus. We also have patrons from Zanger, from the Zang This Podcast. Love you, Zanger. Thank you. And we also have one from Ray Walden. So, thank you guys. As soon as we hit our goal, we're going to print some stickers, and everyone that's part of the Patreon, we're going to send out stickers and more pins and all kinds of goodies. So, thank you, and you can go to patreon.com. There will be a link in the description of this episode, and you can click it. Donate a buck if you want. You don't have to. There's so many shows out there that are asking for money. It will not hurt our feelings if you don't donate to us. But if you do, we're going to try to get some stickers and stuff made. And yeah. So thank you guys. And Ray, I believe, also left us a voicemail. Our voicemail number is 304-602-7444. So I'm gonna play that as well.
Hey, y'all. My name is Raymond, and I was just saying, I was listening to your Slumber Party games, and the one game with the flashlight or the candle with the Midnight Man chasing you, I did try that, and while I didn't really feel any chill or anything, that when I was kind of running around, walking around, I should say, with a candle, it did go out one or two times, probably because I was going too fast, but towards the end, in the kitchen, I heard a noise, and when I kind of made my way back, the water was on, and the water wasn't on about an hour beforehand. So I was the only one in the house, only one playing, so it's kind of a weird thing. And I still live in the same house, but nothing has really happened, so hopefully it was a coincidence, but if not, hopefully the Midnight Man's gone. Love you guys, and have a good day.
I really hope his story is kind of a joke, because that's scary. That's super scary. I don't know if I can do the Midnight Man game. But thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. It's much appreciated. If you haven't already, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn Radio. Oh man, there's so many places. Just... you can find us anywhere. So if you ever switch phones, don't worry. We're covered on all types of podcast catchers. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Transpod. Make sure you like our Facebook page. You can email us at secrettransmission@hotmail.com. If you've got a ghost story or a UFO encounter or whatever, and you want to just write us a little message, go ahead. There it is. SecretTransmission@hotmail.com. If you'd like to order a shirt, we do have a What a Maneuver link in the description to where you can order shirts. If you do order a shirt, they're a little pricey, but It does support the show. Don't forget to check out the darkmyths.org. We are part of this elite podcasting group. I don't know how we managed to get on there, but every other show is amazing. So go check out one of the shows from the Dark Myths, darkmyths.org, and you won't be upset. Go check out Mad Scientist podcasts. Go check out the Not Alone podcast, the Eastern Borders, any of those. You'll be happy. Rumor flies. I think their season just started up again. I haven't downloaded the latest episode, so I'm sorry, guys. And the latest member of the Dark Myths is Hillbilly Horror Stories, which that can be found on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. So go check out them. They are brand new to the Dark Myths Collective. So until next time, we hope you come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable. I like to have an eye on the notes and on the sound levels because I notice you tend to drift.
Yeah, if you ever see me do this.
I see you do it every once in a while, but right. I haven't seen you do it tonight.
That's because you catch yourself before I can get the hand signal up. So, yeah, if you've ever seen me do this, don't be like, what? Just
Is he coming on to me?
Bring it in.
Okay, here we go. I got everything situated now.
I like hand signals while we record. It makes more sense. Yeah.
Like, what's that? The Mothman. He's behind you.
Just fly like an eagle, Toby. I know you can do it.
What is it? You're like a dog? No, it's a werewolf. Why is that a werewolf?
Like this. It's a werewolf.
Though the witness observes a UFO,
Take two.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.